Welcome to the FT Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 13th of January, and I'm recording at 9:28 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, this was a really interesting day in here. First, Wall Street, which has just been very steady, but, slightly down on January. It looks steady on the charts overall, just because it's been sideways in a tight range. But today we had some downward dynamics. They weren't huge, but they count in here up at these higher, thinner air levels for the stock market. But here they are. The Dow was down the least. That was just under 1.10%. 110%. The S&P just over 1.25% down, and the NASDAQ just under 1.5% down. That affected the other North American markets and Central American markets as well, but with smaller declines taking place there. Now, Europe had closed earlier, of course. And it had closed with some modest gains, pared back a little bit by Wall Street's softness. But most of the markets in Europe were higher on the day. But they're obviously going to be tested tomorrow by what we've seen on Wall Street. Now, in Asia, Japan was also up a fraction on the Nikkei. It's at 15,912. The topics second section index this was closed here today. So these are the data for last Friday, and it's going to be down tomorrow. Japan will be down tomorrow because the yen, which I'm looking at here right now, is just below 103. 102.98. Now, it's come down from that 105 level, so investors won't like that, plus the sell-off that we've seen on Wall Street here today. Now, elsewhere in the rest of the Americas, the rest of the Asia-Pacific area, the Hang Seng was up a little bit, the Australia ASX 200 down a little bit. China mainland indices down, mostly down, very small moves. Taiwan a little higher, Korea a little higher. Most of them were higher. The best gains in the Asia Pacific region occurred in Indonesia, Jakarta, up strongly. At up over nearly 3.2%, and eclipsed the second best gainer in here was India, and we had the Sensex index up 1.81%, and the reason for that was that INR, the rupee, had weakened here today and is down to its lowest level for about a month, and it's been very sensitive to that rupee rate, as you know, and that's a sign that if they can keep it down there, and I think they will, that you won't get another hike in Indian interest rates. Okay, so. What's really important here now overall, and following that sell-off that we saw tonight on Wall Street, that did push government bond yields up a little bit higher here. The U.S. 10-year, remember that had gotten up to over 3, that September high, and got up to actually about 305. But couldn't hold it and has now fallen back to 2.82. So this is reflecting, I think, the softer tone that is, or the risks of a softer tone that are being felt regarding Wall Street. And I certainly share those share those risks. I'll just spend a moment on that, if you don't mind. The channels, the news channels, and the papers have all been talking about the January effect. Well, I don't want to make too much of it, but it's a psychological factor, clearly, and it has certainly worked in the past on a number of occasions, although not always. But suffice it to say that in the four previous Januaries to January 2014, in the four previous Januaries, we had strong Januaries. And that started right in the first week of January, and people took it as a bullish indicator, and it turned out to be so. Well, this one was down. We had a midweek situation there, given the timing of the year end, but we are down on the year so far on Wall Street, and people said, look at the first 5 days, and then they said, well, wait a minute, a little bit longer, and then they're saying, wait until the end of the month, and here, but a down month from the high levels, overextended, overbought levels, overvalued levels, would not be surprising, and I think we should be looking for at least a mean reversion towards the rising 200-day moving averages on Wall Street. Now, government bonds against that background will just range further and probably not move back above 3 for those U.S. Treasuries until we see the see Wall Street confidence pick up once again. But probably from lower levels. Now, interesting, also very interesting here, precious metals. Gold edged a bit higher, it's at 1253. And silver also, it's currently at 2039, and it had been as high as $20.47. So this looks like, well, it's just a little breakout to the upside of gold out of this ranging pattern that it's been in over the last month. And I think a marginal new high over the last month for silver. So any follow-through tomorrow could trigger a little bit of short covering and bargain hunting in terms of a rally in the precious metals. Now, what's interesting also is the CCI, that's the Cumulative Commodity Index, that although still range bound, that was up in here again today. And that's despite weakness that we saw in the crude oil prices. The WTI is at 91.62, and the Brent, the more important one, of course, is the Brent, and that's 106.50, 53. But certainly, clearly down. The big gainers in here today, though, on the commodity front, are mainly the three precious metals, including platinum. Palladium was a little bit easier today, but the industrial metals also, which I've talked about for months, is looking as if they were base building, and that remains the case here overall. And something I've mentioned in the past, including just last Friday in that audio, just saying that strength in the industrial metals and also often in the precious metals as a bull trend on Wall Street is really running out of steam is something that we frequently see. Okay. What an interesting day. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.